Professors have social media meltdowns after Supreme Court overrules Roe v. Wade. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 24, 2022. College and university professors had a public meltdown on Twitter in reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday. One Stanford professor declared that women not having the ability to kill their unborn children is barbaric. The Supreme Court decision to strike down Roe v. Wade rushes the nation toward an abyss where we have no civil or human rights, proclaimed critical race theory proponent and Boston University professor Ibram X. Kendi in a Twitter tirade. When women don't have the right to make reproductive choices about their own bodies, we lose a foundational right, Kendi added in a follow-up tweet. When we lose foundational rights, all rights are threatened. Stanford assistant professor Hakeem Jefferson also reacted to the court's life-saving decision, bizarrely claiming that women not having the ability to kill their unborn children is barbaric. Today's decision to overturn Roe is barbaric, Jefferson proclaimed. It should piss off anyone who believes that, in a free country, no woman should be forced to give birth. This decision reminds us of what we've long known. This is an extreme and radical court, and an increasingly illegitimate one, the professor added. Absolute shit. All of it, lamented assistant professor of political science at Yale University Christina Kinane. Once you carry a pregnancy to term, survive labor and delivery, your body will never be the same. You are stretched, torn, changed forever. It's not 40 weeks. It's the rest of your life. That should not be forced on anyone who doesn't want it. Full stop, Kinane added. The cruelty is the point, claimed Rutgers University professor Brittany Cooper, who last year called white people villains and praised low white birth rates, adding, "We got to take these motherfuckers out." Assistant professor at Cornell University Neil Lewis tweeted, "Thinking about this passage again this morning," and shared an excerpt from Daniel Ziblatt and Stephen Levitsky's 2018 book, How Democracies Die. Minnesota State University associate professor Eric Sprankel, who in 2018 accused God of impregnating the Virgin Mary, mother of Jesus, without her consent, urged the public to familiarize themselves with Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion organizations in order to maintain some semblance of bodily autonomy in this Christian theocratic dumpster fire of a country. The legal principle is simple: grab him by the dash. Then for 9 months their body is the property of the state, tweeted University of Minnesota law professor Richard Painter. Danielle Allen, the James Bryant Conant University professor at Harvard University, reacted by claiming the court's decision means that reproductive freedom just disappeared. Men who write asinine comments on my timeline today will be blocked. I have zero patience for assholes, exclaimed King's College associate professor Aisha Ray. What a dreadful day, Ray added in a follow-up tweet. My brain is finding it hard to process so much fuckery. Yale professor Jason Stanley referred to the Supreme Court's life-saving decision as a dystopian nightmare. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, confirming that the state does not believe in my right to my own self, claimed City University of New York, CUNY, Graduate Center librarian and incoming American Library Association president, self-proclaimed Marxist lesbian Emily Drabinsky. On Friday, the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.